it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup episode 41. By now you've made it through the holiday haze of too much good food. Most of us have made some resolutions for this new year, and often at least one of those resolutions has to do with health. Whether you are hoping to cut down on alcohol or the sugar content of your drinks, experimenting with mocktails is a fun way to bring some pizzazz to your beverage without sacrificing your health. These recipes are kid-friendly and can be great for expecting mothers who still want the mirth of a fun drink with friends. Before we get to a few mocktail recipe examples, let's talk about the common tools of the trade. The number one factor that will take any mixed drink to the next level is bubbles. Soda water, which contains added minerals, and seltzer, which does not, are must-haves in your mocktail arsenal. Seltzer comes in many different flavors, which can add another dimension to your creation. I've even had some that are cola and cherry cola flavored if you are really missing soda pop, but want nothing to do with artificial sweeteners. But of course, you won't go wrong having an unflavored version on deck. The second most important factor is your mindset. You can spruce up regular juice with seltzer any old day, but it's time for a mocktail. Fancy yourself an artist. The most bowler hat-wearing, mustache-twirling, cocktail-history-quipping hipster bartender you can imagine, that's your goal. In other words, we are pulling out all of the stops. In material terms, this means using fresh herbs, fresh fruit, and high-quality juices. If there was ever a time to seek out 100% juice with no added sugars, this is it. Fresh-squeezed juices will yield an even more exciting result. Anything you can do to make this mocktail feel special will go a long way. If you have fancy glassware, go ahead and put it in a safe place in your freezer at least 30 minutes before you are planning on making your mocktail. Personally, I don't add ice to many of my beverages on a normal day, but a mocktail day is no ordinary day. Have some ice ready for your finished drink. If you like your drinks on the sweeter side, I like to use liquid stevia drops to get a sweeter final result with no added sugar. Agave syrup and honey are also options, but make sure to thin them with water so that mixing them in is easier. Here's a few recipes to get you started. Each recipe is for a single serving. The freshest Zen. 1 tablespoon lemon juice, or half a lemon. 1/2 tablespoon lime juice, or half a lime. 1 ounce tart cherry juice, fresh basil leaves, and seltzer, using cherry, berry, or plain flavored, and of course, sweetener to taste. Cut your basil leaf into thin strips and place in a tall glass. Muddle your basil leaf with the lemon and lime juices and a spoon until you can smell a hint of basil above the glass. Mix in your tart cherry juice and sweetener, combining completely. Add ice and fill the rest of the way with seltzer. Garnish with a lemon wheel, cherry, and or a basil leaf. The Mango Nojito. 2 ounces of mango juice or 1 to 2 tablespoons of mango puree. 1 tablespoon lime juice. Fresh mint leaves. Ice. And for seltzer, this time we're using mango, lime, lemon, or plain flavor. Muddle your ice with several mint leaves. If you don't have a muddler, use a blender and pulse until the ice is roughly crushed and the mint is spread throughout. If all else fails, roughly chop the mint, rub it into the glass with ice, and mix. In a separate glass, combine the mango and lime juice, then pour over the prepared mint ice. Add seltzer and stir gently to combine. Garnish with mint leaves. And finally, the Berry Sunrise. 5 fresh raspberries, 1 ounce pomegranate juice, 4 ounces orange juice, and for seltzer, this time we're using orange or plain flavored. Muddle or blend the raspberries with the pomegranate juice until they are completely combined and pour into a tall glass. Place ice on top of this mixture. In another cup, combine orange juice and the seltzer of your flavor preference. Slowly pour the orange seltzer mixture over the back of a spoon into the glass with the pomegranate berry mixture and ice, creating 2 distinct layers. Garnish with an orange slice. With those 3 examples, as well as the tools we discussed before, I hope this episode has given you an introduction to mocktail making. You can find these recipes on our website at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. please send your reviews and pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Deodorant, deodorant.